Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh, oh. Hey, hey,
content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. I know I can, I know I will. every day to greet the morning sun. To ensure what I said, I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans to God, no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission. Cause I'm a winner, green and slave inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from leaving. I know I can, I know I will. Cause I'm a winner.
Time planning, you're like a lesson, please. Just take it slow. Release your heart and set your mind at ease. Yes. There comes a point in your life, you got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
You gotta let it go.
You got to let it go.
You
got to let it go.
You gotta let it go. You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here tonight on blogtalk.com. I'm your host this evening, Brother Mike, and we are enjoying a few songs of praise and worship. I'm going to put on maybe one or two more songs and then we'll get ready to get started with tonight's testimony. And as soon as that is over with, we'll have commentary coming from those who are listening in the room. But before we get started with that, let's go ahead and have some more praise and worship coming from none other than Jermaine Edwards.
While abide under your wings, Jesus, Jesus, you're my fountain where my life and thanks begin. Fullness of joy I'm trying to find, that secret place where I can hide. No sinful thoughts take in my mind, just you and I getting lost in time.
Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. I got to get a hold to Brother Mike. Pastor Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right. We need to check our lines, Pastor Mike. We have a guest speaker tonight. Let me make sure these lines are working. I had some technical difficulties getting in. Okay, Brother John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And your sister's error code is 912?
Yeah.
Sister Pat,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Brother Pastor Mike.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Hold on, you just muted yourself. Hold on. Brother M, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I'm back. Brother John is going to introduce his sister. Go ahead on with the praise and worship and let him introduce his sister and give her the mic. Let her be used by the Holy Spirit as her free will is being guided. She can hear the orders. I ain't got no problems with this sister. So go ahead on and run it, and I'll get right back in. I'm dealing with some technical issues on this other end. Run the board, Brother Mike, and then after that, let Brother John introduce his sister. We want to welcome Reverend D.W. Walton, C.T. Wilmore, Alexander Billman, Bishop T.R. Walker, Bishop Turnipseed, Bishop Alvin Lenningston, Reverend Dr. C.R. McDonaldson, and Reverend Clippett, and many other theologians that's in this room. We're going to turn this back over to Brother Mike so we go back for praise and worship and start with the order of service. Thank you, Brother Mike. I'll be back in.
All right. Amen, everybody. All right, we're going to have one more song of praise and worship. Then after that, the next voice that you'll hear will be that of Brother John introducing Minister Pat Johnson.
Many roads right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me. Took 5 steps forward, but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee, I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knees. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free. Oh yeah. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not. But now in these days we sing, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back. Because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends. Change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away, and I'm not looking back. Bowing down on my knees, begging you to help me.
When you're in my life,
Amen. Brother John, you now have the mic.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Pastor John speaking. And I have the pleasure of introducing my dear sister, my baby sister tonight. She will be doing the teaching under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. My dear sister, she was one who met the Lord when she was a young teenager. Lord just stopped her right on her track when she was in a regular denominational church. And Lord says, no, honey, I want you to go to a church where they preach the full gospel, where all the gifts are manifested. And being loyal to the voice of the Lord, and she walked with God ever since she was a teenager, And feeling sorry for her big brother, that's me, she prayed for me for about 20-something years before I even got to know the Lord. I thought my sister going crazy, but I didn't know what she was. She was a woman, a young girl at the time, who loved the Lord and was led by the Holy Spirit. She was walking with the Lord ever since, all her years. And now she's in her 70s and still loving the Lord. And so what I want to say, what you're going to hear tonight, you're going to have the gift of teaching. You know, Romans, the 12th chapter says this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And when you go down a couple of verses, you would see where he identified gifts that he gives his beloved children. If you look at verse 5, it says, so we being many, one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. And then here we go. Verse 6, having then gifts, God got give gifts to each one of us. It says, having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. And then verse 7, which I want to focus on, it says, our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, he that teaches. Now, this is a gift, the teaching. That's what the good Lord gave my sister, the gift of teaching. Ministry, let us wait on our ministry, that he that teaches on teaching. So the gift of teaching, the gift of teaching ministry is the God-given desire, ability, and power to give practical assistance to members. But she has the gift of teaching, and teaching simply means is the God-given desire, ability, and power to examine and study God's word and to clarify, defend, and proclaim its truth in such a way that others may grow in grace and godliness. Now, I'm going to pray. Father God, we come before you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will anoint my dear sister Pat with revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I pray that the Holy Spirit will power her to teach your word with clarity, simplicity, and boldness. And may our spirits be alert and clear as to what is being taught, and our hearts become what? Receptive. And I also pray, Father, that the Spirit of truth would move in such power that every stronghold of unbelief, discord, and vain thought be pulled down and brought into captivity to the glory of your Son. And I pray, finally, Father, that your words will bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to all here in your presence tonight. It is in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. And everybody say, amen. You have it again, Mr. Mike.
Amen.
Amen. All right, folks. Without further ado, Minister Pat Johnson.
Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. I want to pray right now. Holy Spirit, bring the scriptures back to our. Speak with clarity, passion, and truth. And all our getting, help us to have understanding, because you said your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Help us to hear with our hearts and not with our fleshy heart and our minds. And teach us, O Heavenly Father, and train us how to listen as well as to hear your voice. I would like to begin by saying that Job, David, and Joseph taught me how to live holy. And I would like to add that Peter, John, and Paul taught me how to rightly divide the word of truth. I am a firm believer that the Holy Spirit speaks to his setting. So let me ask a question. Would you like to discover why and how Jesus' ministry was such an impact and successful and even still working in our era? Jesus said in John 14:3, I go to prepare a place for you. What does that mean? He was moving out the way, whereas the Holy Ghost and the fivefold ministry can minister, do a work for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. In Jesus' day, there were many issues, and we will discuss those issues. But mainly, I want us to learn the importance of implementing the apostolic alignment. That is to enhance the kingdom of God. We are now living in the sixth dispensation, grace. Thank God for grace. It is a vast difference in knowing of God and to know God. Like Moses, he is my friend as well as my Heavenly Father. Jesus came during the period of law, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I used to ponder, why didn't the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, why did they understand him? Why did they listen to him with a pure heart instead of to critique him? But you see, Jesus came through the law, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Yet, he was introducing grace. Yes, he came through the dispensation of law, but he was fulfilling the dispensation of grace. He said, love your enemy. Pray for them that despitefully use you. If a man compel you a mile, go a twain. They couldn't understand that. They didn't understand that. Why did they didn't understand it? Because their heart wasn't right. They couldn't recognize he was shifting into another dispensation. See, the natural man can't comprehend the things of God. He told them, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. He was made under the law. Yes, he was. He even ministered the law to the Jews, according to Hebrews 9:11-28. Jesus, being the chief of the fivefold ministry, according to Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of our ministry. Gifts is never to be used as a weapon, only for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. As I stated, the Holy Ghost does speak to his city, and he's going to speak to us tonight. Please note that Jesus is the master teacher. He was recognized as the master teacher among his colleagues. Most of his teaching was concomitant teaching. And what do I mean by concomitant teaching? When you can teach more than one thing at the same time, yet don't lose focus. For instance, Jesus says, I'm going to give you a parable. And the seed fell near, upon, among, within. We find this in Luke 8:1-15. But please note, this is Jesus speaking from Genesis to Revelation. And the seed fell near. Near whom? Adam. And what spirit exists? Doubt. You won't surely die. And the seed fell upon. Upon whom? Moses. What spirit exists? Fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. And the seed fell among his disciples. And what spirit exists? The spirit of denial. And the last, and the seed fell within on the day of Pentecost. And what exists? Faith. John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The seed is his Word. And today, in our churches, we have the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear, spirit of denial, and the spirit of faith. The fivefold ministry should be adapted into our teaching. We all must first become a student before we become a teacher. And I'd like to add, we need to keep a teachable heart. Let's pull one of Jesus' students, Peter, protocol. Peter illustrates the alignment that we must implement. One must be called, taught, trained, tested, and sent. During Jesus' day, the three main issues were, who do men say that I am? Who is my neighbor? And what must I do to inherit eternal life? I can recall the rich ruler coming to Jesus and asking him, what must he do to inherit eternal life? Good master. The reason he said good master, because we judge others by what we are. He considered himself to be a mighty master. Jesus quoted the five outward laws, and he said, oh, I've kept them all since my youth. And then Jesus tells him to go sell all. But he didn't. Why? Because he didn't keep the five inward laws. Plus, the law could not ever save them. If you kept 99 and missed one, you still were damned. Now look at Peter. He said, I'm going to call Peter. Come, Peter. I will make you fisher of men. He took Peter's passion to catch his attention. He taught Peter. Peter, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, the Son of God. And he said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. It was revelation. Hence, Peter learned he could only minister, not through opinion, but instead observation, experience, revelation, and faith. He trained Peter, come, I will make you to become fisher of men. Peter, that which I've cleaned, do not call common. And I have sheep of this other fold, the Samaritan as well as the Gentile. Test, he said, Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Peter had to learn to love God before he was sent. He said, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And I want to pause. It's a vast difference in being sent and went. Many ministers are going out on went rather than sent. In our congregation, we have several types of sheep. And God expects for us not to use our weapon as a tool, but not as a weapon. We have the hermit sheep, the one that just refused to be clipped. The wandering sheep, we have them going from one church to another. The solitary sheep, the one that has been wounded. Woe to the shepherd that scattered my sheep. And we have the good sheep. Now here's the core of the lesson for tonight. We must begin with this. Preparation, position, alignment, purpose, and destiny. Now to have a clear view of the apostolic alignment, we must follow the steps of Jesus. But first, if you believe it or not, everything began in the Garden of Eden. Everything. For instance, life, order, commitment, faith, birth, integrity, purpose, destiny, provision, choice, death, healing, and so on. In the Garden of Eden, God called out Adam, the first Adam. Adam, my beloved son, where art thou? Adam was out of an alignment. He was deceived by Satan. Satan disconnected his communication with his father. He fooled Adam that he was not like God, yet he was like God. He took an intellect sin to know. And God said, I will reconcile. I will bruise the head of the serpent. Now, he wasn't talking about his natural head. It took an intellect sin. So what he did, he bruised the head of the serpent. When one received the Holy Ghost with the evidence speaking in tongue, the devil does not know what he is saying. What is apostolic alignment? It's a father and son relationship, not a pastor and a member. It's a father and son relationship. Even Paul was a father of Timothy and Titus, and he kept them in alignment. Even John, in Revelation, he wrote to the seven churches as a father. He said, I have somewhat against thee. They were out of an alignment. When Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist, the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. That's a seal, the father recognizing his son. Jesus was led for preparation to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, not of God. God does not tempt us. Hence, what was the lesson in the wilderness, if that be the Son of God? The Bible tells us that the devil knows that there is one God and tremble. Jesus, being hungry, he says, turn the stone to bread. But what was the lesson that Jesus was to learn, as well as us? Trust. His next temptation, jump, and a legion of angels will catch you. What lessons to be learned? Obedience. Do not tempt the Lord thy God. And last, Satan show his true color. Bow down and worship me. And we know we're not to worship any but the living and true God. Now, actually, what was Satan really trying to do? He was trying to break the relationship between the Father and Son. He tried to make him believe he can do anything on his own, but we cannot do nothing without God. Jesus was placed in the position, according to Mark 9:35. Jesus took the role of a father, and he invested in his disciples. He told them, greater is he that is last shall be first, and first shall be last. To be a servant is greater, and not a movie star. Many ministers want the pulpit just to be seen. Here, Jesus in alignment in Gethsemane, he took three times in the presence of God. He stayed in alignment. His flesh died in the garden. Not my will, but thy will. According to John 10:10, the thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, that's a general statement. Let's bring it specific. What does he want to steal? He want to steal our love, so we won't stay in position. He want to kill our joy, so we will come frustrated, and we will get out of alignment. He wants to destroy us so we won't have a testimony and we will not fulfill our purpose as well as our destiny. Now we can see the full picture of the apostolic alignment on Calvary. Jesus is the first fruit, first partaker of the fruit. He was tempted in every point as we were. Now, I want you to focus on the three crosses on Calvary. The cross on the left symbolized we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and rulers and darkness and a host of spiritual weakness in high places. Jesus came to his home and his home didn't receive him not. He was in the marketplace and they tried to trick him. He got it from his neighbor and he got it within himself, if thou be the Son of God. Likewise, we too are testing our homes, in the marketplace, among our neighbors, as well as in ourselves. The cross to your right, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them all. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But the enemy tried to get us out of alignment by attacking us physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. And the cross in the middle where our Savior, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, according to Psalm 35. When Jesus did his seven cries, he was speaking even into our era. Listen, Father, forgive them. Now, what is he telling us? Love our enemy and pray for them that despitefully use us. This is why they couldn't understand him. He was hanging during the period of law and shifting everything to grace. Today thou shalt be in paradise. Today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, I thirst. If any man hunger or thirst after righteousness, he shall be filled. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is the first time he saw the back of God. But Jesus says, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And woman, behold thy son. Your son is in alignment. Father, I commit my spirit into thy hand. What is he saying? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And last, it is finished. He is Alpha and he is Omega. I know y'all will agree. He is a master teacher. Amen. Amen. John?
Can anybody hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, John, can you hear me?
Hello. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm talking to Pat. Just be quiet 1 second. Hey, she's through now. Hey,
okay.
Mike? Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Is there anything else you want to say, Pat?
No.
Okay. No, she's finished. Well, okay. Well, usually when anybody says disclose my yeah, she's through. She hadn't anything else to say. She was at closure.
Okay.
Mike?
All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. They didn't know.
All right, Brother Emmett. Area code 678. Did you have any commentary on tonight's teaching? right. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and have some more praise and worship, and then we'll get ready to close the show.
You lift me up on our side. You were there for me when no one else was around. You gave me all through sorrows. You healed my wings so I can fly again. Don't know if I will live to see tomorrow. So I will serve you, Lord, today. I thank you for the many blessings towards me. I could have died, but Lord, you spared me all. I love you. Lord, I love you. I'm amazed at where you brought me from and where I could have been. I know I'm not worthy to be in your sight, so I choose your righteousness to make it right. You are the beginning and the end of my day. Let me not sleep if I cease to pray. Sin will never let us separate. But if I live without you, no sense it will make. Oh, I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Yes, I love you.
John, did you want to give any commentary on the teaching tonight?
Yes, amen. Like I say, when she teaches primarily by the Holy Spirit. I mean, she called out different titles and positions and issues and everything else. And I'm proud of her because what she taught tonight didn't come from any script sitting down there writing them, what should I say, this kind of thing. What she's doing is following the leading, you know, of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, and with respect to closing out, you know, this is her first time on our program, and she was not aware. I say, well, this concludes, you know, my session for tonight. She just said, John, you know, she called me, you know, telling me that she's through, but she's aware of the formality now. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
sir.
Still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So she said,
yes,
John, you know, she said, take it over, now I'm through. She wasn't aware of our closing out, you know, but she knows now. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
then, like I said,
that's
I enjoyed
fine.
It. It was very, very interesting. And it's on a spiritual level. You can tell that teaching is not fleshly at all. You really have to listen to understand what she was saying. And I enjoyed it, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to get ready to open up lines. Area code 845. 845. Can you hear us? All right. Well, that concludes tonight's teachings, coming from Minister Pat Johnson. And we would like to thank her, give a special thanks to her for coming on to the show tonight and giving that wonderful teaching. And if it is the Lord's will, we hope to have her back on here soon, you know, on Blog Talk, on Live Deliverance, on blogtalk.com. And let's see here. I want to make sure that I did not skip over anybody. And no, that looks like that is it. Please sow a seed here if you've been blessed by any of the teachings that you've heard here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. And also, please forgive us. We have been having technical difficulties earlier on tonight and during the broadcast. So please forgive us for that as well. And if it is the Lord's will, we will see you again here tomorrow night on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Shalom, God bless, and have a good night, everyone.
Lord, every day we wake, Lord, we try to keep our hearts open. Purify our thoughts, Lord, and we acknowledge you in everything that we do, Jesus. At least you help us sing the songs.